Continuing on now. You know, there's a job opening I'm going to tell you about here shortly. Well, because you might be looking for an exciting new career where you can shoot your neighbors and arrest people you don't like. Yeah, it's a job posting. I want you to know about it. All right, so my next guest, Kimberly Fletcher, is the president and founder at Moms for America. Moms for America is launching a campaign to restore patriotism. Moms for America is a gathering of parents, parent power. To do this national campaign restoring patriotism, the campaign aimed to provide resources to kids across the country to educate and inform them of American history, values, and pride. What a concept. Kimberly, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Steve.
Tell me about this this push, this effort, and how you're being received.
Well, we're being received very well. I think moms are hungering for an opportunity to be able to find ways to share the light of liberty and patriotism with their children. And right now, everything just seems so dark, and you don't even want to pledge the flag, and people are afraid to stand for the national anthem. And this is a complete counter, something happy, something joyful to be able to believe in and hold on to. And families are just loving it. We pretty much sold out of all our Patriot Packs at CPAC. Grandparents and parents are purchasing these things to be able to share the light of liberty with their children in a fun, engaging way.
Okay, so what are some of the lessons? How are you doing it? How are you going about it?
So the cool thing is these are for the children. So when they come in the mail, this is something for them, which that makes it really special, right? So they open it up, and they've got this cinch sack that says, I'm a patriotic kid. Open it up. Have a T-shirt. They have an activity book, a children's pocket constitution. But the thing that's really cool is that activity book. Every single page in that activity book is a discussion that parents can have with their children. One of the pages is thank a veteran. Well, what does that mean? You know, it gives them an opportunity to talk about that. Lee Greenwood is a great friend of ours, so we reached out to him and said, hey, we'd like to share your song with a whole new generation of kids. So we've taken the chorus as a fill in the blank for God Bless the USA. Every single page is something that they can talk about and help them understand what does it mean to be patriotic? What is patriotism? By the time they get through the book, they get a little feel that says, I am a patriotic kid. So they get to feel that a feeling of joy by accomplishing something.
Right. And then the teachers tell them, oh, you're an oppressor. You're a white supremacist. You know, patriots are the people that are, you know, the biggest threat to this country and all this other garbage out there. You're counterbalancing that some, but how do you insulate them, inoculate them against that kind of stupidity?
It is getting very challenging, I will tell you that. Moms are extremely upset and very concerned about what their children are being exposed to. A lot of moms are deciding to pull their children out of school altogether and teach them at home. And it's not just the public schools. This is happening in private schools and charter schools. It's this idea of this, you know, everybody's calling it wokeness, but what it is a direct attack on everything America stands for, all those values and freedoms, the patriots and heroes that sacrificed so much for so long, and now they're just tossing it away. So what we want to do is help moms be able to give that hope and that light and that truth to their children, to arm them, to prepare them for whatever it is that they face when they go out in the world. There's a great quote that says, mothers write on the hearts of their children things the world can never erase. If we put those principles of liberty and truth and love in their hearts, that will arm them for what they face when they go out the door. But we have to be standing with them. They have to know, our children need to know that when they walk out that door, we're with them. When they come back, we're going to fight their battles with them. I don't like this idea of just sending our children out like in a cold snowstorm with no coat, no hat, no gloves. We need to send them out warm and comfortable so that when they see the darkness, they recognize it and they stand against it. We need to stand with our children as we're fighting against these battles.
Yeah, we need to learn the same things that we were taught, right? We need to learn the same things we were taught in school, you know, and that's the mistake that so many of us made, which was quite simply that we believed they were teaching the kids in schools the same things we were taught about American history, about America in general, and the good things that we have done. And yet they were teaching our kids poison to separate them and divide them among themselves, to create infighting and nonsense and nastiness. And now we have to correct the damage.
That's exactly where we are. We've entrusted our children to these systems. And one of the things that it's just this common idea out there that they're not our children. Parents have a fundamental right to teach, nurture, and protect their children. Parents' rights are fundamental and supreme. And that's one of the things that we are standing on, that we are promoting, that we are heralding, and moms are going into school boards and classrooms and in the community in a public square and stating that very thing. You are all there to support us, not to regulate, restrict, and define us as unimportant. We are the parents. They are our children. Right now, we have a whole entire system in the education system, in our culture, that is teaching our children to hate their country, hate their neighbors, hate themselves, and completely distance themselves from their parents. We are on a mission and a path to completely counter that. We can turn this around in one generation. They've taken the hearts and minds of a whole entire generation of children because we have entrusted our children to them, thinking, like you said, that they're teaching the same things that we were taught. And now we're realizing not only are they not teaching them correct and true history, they're not teaching them real science. They're not teaching them basic values. They're not teaching them how to succeed as a citizen, as a person in society. And that means that we have to step in and make sure that our children are getting what they need, whatever that means. If it means pulling them out or being more involved in the school system, we need to take back control of our children's education for their benefit and for the future of our country.
Amen. Well said. Kimberly Fletcher, president and founder of Moms for America. Moms for America. How can people find out more? Give me a website, Kimberly. Tell people where they can go learn more right now.
MomsForAmerica.us. Easy to find us. We'd love to have you. MomsForAmerica.us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Still to come today on the program. Gates McGavick, Director of Strategic Communications, CPI numbers, inflation's everywhere. Army Chaplain David Jamona. We'll tell you about what's going on. China may be planning a Pearl Harbor-style attack in the fight for Taiwan. We'll see. Rich Foley will be here to tell you how to save money. Ryan Duffy will be here talking about the energy crisis that's been created by Joe Biden. Oh, and Joe Biden, he just left for a weeks-long beach vacation in South Carolina. Good luck paying your rent, by the way. I'll be right back. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, TheBarkingBoutique.com. New arrivals daily at TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course, I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, Jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.